This is the Huddle Up Podcast with J.P. Shadrick, Bucky Brooks, and John Osher.
Welcome to the new era.
The Huddle Up Podcast starts right now.
Welcome into a special edition of the Huddle Up Podcast. J.P. Shadrick with you. Bucky Brooks and John Osher will be back in the coming weeks when we move back to a live afternoon show. Today, a special exclusive behind-the-scenes visit with players on reporting day for 2021 training camp. I caught up with a number of Jags between photo shoots and video screen recordings on internal media day and got their excitement for camp and expectations for the 2021 season and beyond. Coming up, linebacker Miles Jack uses the 1-15 record a season ago as motivation. Defensive end and linebacker Josh Allen discusses his improvement from last camp to this year's. Running back James Robinson added some speed to his game. Plus, we'll hear from guard Ben Bartsch, tight end James O'Shaughnessy, and defensive lineman Roy Robertson-Harris. Check out the official Jaguars Podcast Network. It's a free subscription on Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you download your pods. Let's begin today with the Jaguars offense and Jaguars wide receiver DJ Chark Jr. It's, of course, a big year for Chark. He's in the final year of his rookie contract, and he's playing with a new quarterback in a new offensive scheme. We discussed the camaraderie the receivers and the quarterback have shown this offseason, what to expect in an Urban Meyer training camp, and much more, including how he enjoys the bright lights of media day.
Oh, for sure. I like when the camera's flashing. It's pretty cool. In my 3-4 years, this the most of a production that we had, so I got to live it up, soak it up.
How'd your last month or so go? Well, we saw you were with Trevor and some of the other receivers up in Clemson, which was cool on social media. What else did you get into?
It was cool. I took a little bro trip, went to Miami, took some of my friends, and went with LaVisca, met up with Marvin, you know, a whole lot of bonding going on, but also spending time with my wife and my daughter. It's been real chill. A lot of mental clarity.
Is that easy to do? Bond with guys like this, new guys, newer guys that are around the team? It feels like the offseason was pretty good. For the offseason program, at least, was pretty good for that. That's a real thing. You have to have that camaraderie.
Nah, the Jazz did a good job of bringing guys in with good personalities, with some swag, you know. It's a good mix of people, and I'm enjoying it.
Excitement level for tomorrow and the rest of the week. Training camp is here.
Practice is practice. But, you know, I'm excited to get back out there. I know Coach Meyer about to kill us, you know, but other than that, you know, I'm excited to get out there with the guys, make some plays, find out how we're going to look for this season.
Another receiver who likes the media day lights, second-year wide receiver Colin Johnson. Are you a media photography guy? Is this your kind of thing? Are you into this thing?
Well, I have a YouTube channel, so if you consider that a media guy, then I guess yes. But, it's always fun to get out here and get some photos before the season. It kind of just gets you ready for the season, so it's exciting.
Are you ready for training camp? Are you ever ready for training camp? Ready or not, here it is.
Oh, I'm ready. You know, I'm excited, ready to get to work and really just work and prove myself each and every day and go win some games this year.
Give us your excitement level for this new offense and all the new around here this year.
10 out of 10, you know, very excited. We brought in a lot of good receivers too, a lot of vets, so I could, you know, pick their brain and learn from them and just get out there and Coach Bevel and just his expertise on the offensive side of the ball. It's just great to have him. And also bringing in a good young quarterback. So I'm just excited. We have a lot of pieces to the puzzle. Now it's just up to us to put it together. So I'm ready.
Even in a short time, it seems like a pretty tight group in that receiver room. I think I'm reading that right.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the attendance rate for OTAs was 100%. So, we've been taking this thing seriously and coming together. And I'm ready to just get to work. But the bond is there.
Let's stay on offense, but move to a new name on the offensive line. Tackle Walker Little, a second-round draft pick this offseason. It's been an offseason in the weight room for Little, who hasn't played in a competitive game in a couple of years, and he can't wait to throw the pads on yet again.
I've been here for pretty much the whole summer. I went home a little bit before the July for a weekend, but I've just been here just trying to be in the building, be around some of the veteran guys, learn from them, and the strength staff here has been great, and so I just try to learn from them as well and just kind of be around.
the strength and conditioning thing is really all you've been able to do the last couple of years. Exactly. Now, I'm sure you're excited to do something different, actually get into live bullets and game action.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, getting back into OTAs and just this past week of doing stuff here, it's just been great. But, yeah, I'm really ready to put the pads back on, you know, field football again. It's been a while, and so I'm super excited to get back into it.
Final thought, take us through the veterans in that room. This is a solidified offensive line. This group's been together for a long time. How have they taken you in, and what kind of a group is it?
Yeah, I mean, they've been phenomenal, helping me through it, leading me through, helping me anywhere they can, but just being supportive. It's always hard being a rookie coming into, you know, a veteran O-line room, but they've been really helpful for me, taught me a lot of stuff so far, and I think we'll continue to do so.
We stay on the offensive line with second-year guard Ben Bartsch.
I'm very excited, JP. I cannot wait. I didn't sleep very much last night.
Why not?
Just excited for this journey ahead and this extraordinary camp that we're going to have.
Tell us about your offseason. Were you in town? Did you travel? What did you do to get ready for camp?
I stayed in town. I trained here with all of the other teammates and Coach Schlegel, and received all the help I needed here and got a lot of good work done here.
Tell us about that relationship with Schlegel and his energy level. I know is through the roof. Do you guys feel and respond to that? It sounds like so far so good.
Yes, there's a lot of heavy weights that are lifted, and he's my kind of cat.
Take us through your goals for training camp. Do you have a checklist of things you want to get done to be ready for the regular season?
Yes, I do. I have a couple personal goals, which I'll keep personal. And as a team, though, get better every day and focus on each day in itself and each rep.
We're at Media Day. I know you're a media darling, so you probably love all this flashy cameras.
Not at all. I'm not a big media man myself, but I enjoy JP, so I'm doing this with him.
More offensive talk, and this time with tight end James O'Shaughnessy. He's been in the NFL since 2015, and he's still looking for a breakout season in a position group filled with new faces.
I think everybody's really excited just to kind of get this thing going. There's been a lot of anticipation. Been very fortunate. I think our team has did a great job of working out this offseason and also coming together. You know, obviously coming off the pandemic year, we weren't able to do a lot of the offseason stuff like you always want to, but this year Trevor did a really good job of bringing us all together and making sure that we had camaraderie past OTAs coming into training camp. So I'm really excited.
Pretty much everybody was here in the offseason program. Not a lot of teams around the league can say that. That tells you the excitement level and everything that was going on around here. And that's an important factor, right? Guys have to be here and want to be here, right?
Guys have to want to work. Because if you don't, it can be a difficult week-to-week job. And I think that's probably been the most impressive thing with Coach Meyer, what he's done as a team, is bringing us together and getting guys excited for the grind, excited to work hard, understanding that it ain't going to be easy every day. But that's what you want. You don't want it to be easy. You want it to be difficult. You want everybody to challenge each other. And I've been really impressed at the attitude of our team so far. But now the important part comes. Now we got to carry that into training camp every day. These are where the grind days really hurt, and this is where it gets hot and difficult. And then we got to produce. So then I think it's really exciting just from the standpoint of the mental aspect of our team. I'm excited to see where we go from here.
Some new faces in the tight end room. One of them is behind you, and Chris Manhurts right now. Another's wearing 85 named Tim Tebow. How are the new guys in the tight end room so far? And take us through Manhurts and Tebow and then what they're like to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Manhurts is just an impressive person, period. He's a great guy. I always try to pick the first. He's a great human as well as a great football player. Now, when it comes to being a full tight end, he's one of the most impressive blockers I've seen since Mercedes was here. His technique is, like I said, the only person I can really compare it to is Mercedes. His size, his strength, and then his willingness. He's got a little nastiness, even though, you know, off the field, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And then Tim is just awesome. You know, everything everybody always talks about him and some. I think Gardner hit on it earlier this week that no one really knew what to expect when he came in. And then when he came in, it's been nothing but just a bunch of joy for everybody. He's been great for the room, great for me. Even a veteran for me, I've learned a lot from him. His habits, the way he works, it pushes everybody in the room to be better. And then we also got some other guys in there. Luke Farrell is one of the best rookies I've ever been around. Ben Elfson has been my workout partner for this whole year, and he pushes me every single day. He's one of the grittiest, toughest workers you'll ever see. Tyler Davis is also one of the most talented guys you'll see around. So we probably have one of the best rooms I've ever been around. Now it's our responsibility to produce. You know, everybody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to see it. And now it's just our job to do it.
Plenty of new on the offense for sure in 2021. A reminder, we're inside a week away from the Hella Mega Tour, Saturday, July 31st at TIAA Bank Field, featuring Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, plus The Interrupters. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster or hellamegatour.com. The Huddle Up podcast continues, and we flip it over to the defense. Defensive lineman Roy Robertson-Harris came in during free agency from the Bears, and he looks to make an immediate impact to a revamped defensive front.
Through the roof, man. I'm excited. Blessed to be here. Excited to be here. I'm ready to get active, ready to get to work.
Take us through your offseason. What did you do to relax, first of all, and then get prepared for this moment for training camp?
Oh, man, relaxing, just enjoying time with my family in Houston, and being able to travel a little bit, vacation with my family, my boys, my wife, and just getting back to my basics, man, being in the weight room, getting stretched out, and, you know, working on my technique for football. So just getting back to it, man. Just enjoying my time off, but I'm ready to get back to work.
The expectation level for, first off, the team, second, this defense with a lot of new faces, including yourself, and then the defensive line. There's a mishmash of guys who've been here, who haven't been here, a new scheme, the whole thing's new. What is the expectation level for all those groups?
I mean, we're very talented across the board, all across the defense and on the offense. So this defense is going to play well, offense is going to play well, we're going to be explosive, we're going to tackle well, we're going to get turnovers, we're going to score on defense as well. So we're going to get active this year. It's going to be fun.
Joining Robertson-Harris on the defensive line, or as a stand-up linebacker in a 3-4, it's third-year defensive end linebacker Josh Allen, who missed most of last season with a knee injury. He's excited to get back to camp, but it started Tuesday with a fun day in front of the cameras.
Now, this is the fun part, right, before it really gets real?
It's just fun because there's not another day like this. After this day, it's we in it, you know what I mean? And we're going to be putting our blood, sweat, and tears and to showing all these people what we worked hard for. So, plus, you know, I'm not gonna get any, not gonna look any better than I am today. So, might as well knock it out right now.
How different is Josh Allen, the football player, this training camp than Josh Allen, the football player, last?
It's more mental than physical. I feel like mentally, I'm more locked in. I'm more focused on what I need to do and what I can do to help this team and accomplish big things for myself and just for everybody around me. So I'm excited about this year. I'm excited to show people how hard I worked this all season, even in camp before. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, hopefully it's going to be a different outcome and I'm going to work my butt off to it. So
we've talked about this before. There's a lot of new faces on this defense, yeah. New scheme, new coordinator, new defensive line. I mean, everything's new. How does that get put together in one cohesive unit? It has started in the offseason program. How do you guys continue that in training camp in the preseason?
Just playing. I feel like we already had this connection before, and now that everybody's familiar with each other, we had a month off, you know, had our time off in offseason to be with our families, to get ourselves right, and now we're back in the swing of things. And so we all know each other, and now we just have to make plays for each other. That's the biggest way you're going to get to know the person right next to you is when you make plays. So we're hoping to do a lot of that, and we're hoping to be a real talented, great unit.
We're all looking for a big year from Allen in 2021. Also a big year from linebacker Miles Jack, who enters season number 6 with the Jaguars. He's now under his third head coach with the arrival of Urban Meyer, and it's time to get things right for the Jaguars.
When you bring a new coaching staff in, it's going to be a new culture, and what Coach Meyer is trying to establish, it's been fun coming in the building every day and getting ready to work. So we're excited, man. He's invested a lot in us, and he's put a lot of rejuvenation stations in for us so that way we can take care of ourselves. It's a fun environment, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Take us through your offseason. How different of a football player is Miles Jack at the start of this training camp as opposed to
maybe last year and years past? What have you done to improve?
I've really just figured out my body and things that work and things that don't work, kind of with diet and nutrition and just exercise, just working out every day. I've just kind of established this regime where I'm going to do something every single day. So it's either lifting, running, or doing both, or, you know, trying to figure out something, cycling, getting on the Peloton, shout out to them. So, I've just been doing something every single day, and I feel like I'm in great shape and just trying not to burn out before I get here, but I feel like I'm ready to go, and I'm super excited to get ready.
Peloton, a new addition for you?
Yeah, that's a new thing. I get the Peloton with the altitude mask, so I do that, and that gives me right.
1:15 last year, Miles.
Oh, man.
It's a bad taste.
Yeah.
How much does that motivate you?
Yeah, I can't ever go through that again. That's a tough thing, and it's hard walking around wearing Jaguars gear and people bringing up 1:15, so I can't do that again, and that's something I never want to experience ever again, and I'll do whatever I have to do to not go through 1:15 ever again, because that really felt like 0-16, to be honest with you. So, yeah, no, it's been on my mind every day when I get up to work out. I look at the standings, I look at the rankings, and, yeah, that hurts, man. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to do that.
Thanks to all the players for their time Tuesday between stations on Internal Photo Video Media Day. Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2021 regular season. Visit Jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000. And there's a team of representatives ready to help you get back in the bank in 2021. Coming up this week, it is here. 2021 training camp. The Jaguars are on the field for the first time Wednesday morning, and practices are open to the public this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings. Register for free admission at jaguars.com/training camp. Our shows and podcasts will continue this week. Thursday night, it's 2 hours of Jaguars Happy Hour Radio on 1010XL and on 92.5 FM. Friday, we'll wrap the first week of camp with a Jaguars Reporters Week in Review. For more Jaguars camp coverage, visit jaguars.com. Thanks for listening. I'm JP Shadrick, and we'll catch you next time on the Huddle Up Podcast.